Good morning. Clouds and showers that persisted overnight, steadily moving toward the north and east. Still a decent amount of rain to go for central and eastern New England, while the rest of the region starts a drying trend. Cloud cover will gradually give way to some bright spots with increasing sunshine as high pressure builds in from the west during the morning and into the afternoon hours today. With a return to sunshine, temperatures will climb back into the middle and upper 70s with a few spots touching the 80-degree mark. High pressure will dominate tonight, keeping it dry. With clear skies early, temperatures will begin to drop. Some high clouds will move in late tonight, but temperatures will be back into the 50s by early tomorrow morning. That high will give way to the next storm system, which will move in during the day tomorrow. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. The best chance for dry weather tomorrow will be the first half of the day, but there is a good chance of showers in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills before sunset. The rest of the region will see rain move in as we get deeper into the afternoon and evening hours, and some of that rain could be heavy tomorrow night. During the day tomorrow, high temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s. A good shot of rain on Sunday morning, then a break. Then a strong upper-level disturbance for this time of year will pivot through the region on Sunday afternoon and Sunday night. This will bring another round of rain into the region to round out the weekend, with highs on Sunday in the lower 70s. Leftover showers on Monday morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s, and a strong area of high pressure both at the surface and aloft looks like it's going to dominate the weather through the middle and latter part of next week, with sunny skies Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and highs climbing back into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Henri, located about 370 miles northeast of Bermuda and moving toward the north at 16 miles per hour. A turn toward the north-northeast with an increase in forward speed is expected today, followed by a turn toward the northeast by Sunday with some additional acceleration. Maximum sustained winds are near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. However, Henri is forecast to become post-tropical tomorrow. And the Hurricane Center is monitoring a tropical wave just offshore the west coast of Africa that is producing disorganized shower activity. Some slow development of this wave is possible by early next week while it moves generally westward across the tropical Atlantic at about 15 miles per hour. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 45 degrees and a northeast wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 30 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 63 degrees, the dew point 61. 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.78 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Snake River Ranger Station in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 80s, Boston cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 72 degrees, the low 64, the average temperature 68, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.15 of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now 0.83, which is 0.18 below average. And 23.97 inches for the year, which is 3.19 inches of precipitation below average. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 110. That's 81 above normal. And 858 cooling degree days for the year, which is 286 above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees. The average low, 54. The record high 98 set in 1931 and the record low 36 in 1917. Sunrise this morning at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening 7:13 p.m., 12 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing sunshine today with highs reaching into the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing sunshine today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, mainly in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills by dark. The rest of the region later on, temperatures in the mid-70s. Rain Saturday night and some rain Sunday morning, then breaks in the clouds, but more showers possible Sunday afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. A leftover shower Monday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s, and sunny skies Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with highs from the upper 70s into the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.